At itong tinatawagan si Kenneth ng voidshiatsu.blogspot.com. Okay lang yan. Hello there, Kenneth. Hello, Kenneth. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Kamusta? Okay lang ba na ang tawag namin sa'yo ay Kenneth?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Sure, no problem daw. Okay, Kenneth, mag-introduce muna tayo. Yung mga podcasters, tahimik na tahimik, gustong marinig ang iyong talambuhay. Sige, bigyan mo kami ng konting introductions.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Kenneth, konting ano, Kenneth, konting dahan-dahan ng pagsasalita kasi nire-record natin yung ano, yung boses mo. Okay?
Okay. Ilan ka yan?
27,000. Ilan kami? 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8. 8 potential clients. O, go!
Hello, potential clients. Hi, guys. I'm Kenneth. I'm a Pasig. 25. Kasalukuyang may size.
Kasalukuyang may sore eyes. Yes, oo, may sore eyes ka.
Ayan, and yan, I'm 25. And yun, kaya nga nang nasabi ko kayo, Mims. If you're familiar with Boy Shatsu sa Blogspot, that's actually me.
Okay. That means you are a...
Shatsu.
Huh? No, sorry. So, anong iyong trabaho?
Sa umaga, call center.
Okay.
Sa gabi, kapag sinuswerte, call boy.
So talagang full-fledged ka?
I mean, I do it online. Hindi ako yung tipong tumatrambay sa circle.
Ah, okay. So, call boy means...
Contact me.
Oo. Ibig sabihin, you're a sex worker.
Yes.
Inatake sa puso si Sisi. May inatake sa puso.
Pwede ka ba daw mamaya?
Actually, inatake siya sa puso kasi may nakuha na raw siyang ganyan. Concentrate sa
mga. Okay, Kenneth, syempre naglalaro ngayon sa isip namin. Ano itsura mo?
Okay naman, 5 stats.
Punta ka na dito.
5'9".
Oh my god, ang katawan.
Konting katawan.
Kamay lang.
I mean, hindi ako yung sobrang boss na boss kasi hindi ako nakakapag-workout for about 1 month.
Okay. Sa presinto ka magpaliwanag. Tapos, yung pinaka-importante sa lahat...
I'm sorry?
Yung pinaka-importanting parte ng katawan mo, maaari mo bang i-describe?
Oo, yung stat. Yung stat na kailangan namin.
Oo. Ibig sabihin yung mukha. Ano ba?
Wala ko. I was thinking more like the vocal cord.
So, Kenneth, sige, go.
Itura, okay naman. Sino ba ano?
Chinito ka ba? Malaki ba mata mo?
Wait, Kenneth. Kenneth, ano
Kenneth, ano ba puti?
So, you really do massage?
Yes.
Okay.
Real massage?
Yes.
Okay. Does it always lead to extra service? Or like, may mga ano na yung wala naman?
Most of the time. It leads to extra. Pero meron na kasi akong mga naging, meron na akong mga regular clients na
wala na.
Masabi na ako kayo na sila.
Yeah.
So, chumuchupa ka?
Ha? Salawal ka.
Si Gibbs, hindi nakapigpigil.
So anyway, balik sa tanong. Kenneth, sensya na.
It's okay.
So, Kenneth, sagutin ang katanungan.
Yes.
Pusin na to at pabuti na dito yan.
Mesor
eyes! Mesor
eyes!
Gibbs! Hayuksa naman si Tony! Mga kaibigan, hayop!
Teka lang daw siyang arm mo.
Pasusundo kita.
Video, no? Grabe.
Kenneth, okay lang ba na tinatanong ka namin ng tatlo? Hindi ka naman na-offend?
Hindi ka daw ba na-offend, Kenneth? Sabi dahil mga tinatanong ka namin ng mga kabastusan.
Hindi, kasi lagi naman ako natatanong din yun, so okay lang.
Ah, kumbaga manhid na siya.
So, paano ba nakikita ng tipe? Ah!
Kenneth, eto ha, bibigyan kita ng ano, kung gusto mong sagutin o hindi, okay lang.
Okay, okay lang, sige.
Okay, ang tanong ay, gano'n daw ba kalaki ang titi mo?
Okay. Six.
Six
na medyo mataba.
Six na medyo
mataba.
Putang ina! Tapos yung pagkakataba!
Okay, with that, thank you!
Ano ang cellphone number?
Worldy!
De, Kenneth, pasensya ka na. Mga hayok sa naman itong mga potragis na ito eh.
Okay. Sayo naman ako sa mga ganyang tanong.
Kenneth, may tanong ako.
Part of the business.
Ah, okay. Very good. Very good.
Commendable. Weeny, shriveled little short
dick. Don't want no short dick man. Kenneth, may tanong ako.
Sige.
Bakit ka napunta sa ganyang... ano, kalakaran? I mean, you have a professional job, you know, sa call center. Paano ka napunta sa... Meron kang trabaho sa call center? Meron kang trabaho sa call center, tapos...
Dumating kasi ako na sa time na wala akong work.
Okay.
Siguro mga ilang buwan din ako wala akong work. Sa siyem, ang fans, kasi ako lang mabuhay sa sarili ko. So, and then parang na-discover ko nga na MLRC pa yun na... Meron mong parang gantong klaseng, meron mga nag-offer ng gantong klaseng services. So since ako alam ko naman meron work, for the record, meron talaga ako magmasahe. Okay. And then, kaya meron akong problema when it comes to sex. So, it's like, so let's give it a shot. Sabi ako, magtamatagal, kumulang masanay na ako. And ngayon, na parang kahit i-work na ako, sayang din naman yung extra income, di ba? So,
okay. Yun. How long have you been doing this?
2 years.
2 years?
Okay. 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Great. So, so great. Kenneth, natitilate mo ang mga baklita dito sa podcast.
I'm sorry. Natitilate sila.
Natitilate mo. Maraming salamat. So what is your question to us? 'Di ba pinag-prepare ka namin ng ano? Anong magandang katanungan mula sa iyo ang aming pwedeng sagutin?
Okay, so ano yung, pangilin na ako, I'm not sure kung ano yung mga napag-usapan nyo kanina, mga moment, ano yung napag-usapan nyo.
Okay lang, okay.
Para sa'yo.
Ay, to forget. This is interesting. Kumasok ko sa wat ako. Since, honestly speaking, medyo nagulat ako sa mga reaction nyo nung nalaman nyo, I'm a sex worker. So I'm like, what exactly is your viewpoint ba? Or ano ba ang opinion nyo? Or general view nyo sa mga sex workers like us?
So, yun talaga ang tanong mo?
Yes.
Okay.
Ano ang inyong viewpoint or
regarding sex
opinion
work?
Regarding sex work?
Stand about people. For example, you will meet someone and then you'll find out that he's a sex worker full-time or part-time.
Okay.
What will be your reaction?
Okay. Ano ang konteksto nun? Did you meet the person...
Let's say, whether you met them through phone or online or face-to-face, okay. Let's say in a party or something like that.
So very, in a casual,
how do you look at it? Let's put it this way, ano yung parang impression nyo? Ano yung impression nyo sa tao kapag nalaman nyo na he's doing sex as source of income?
Okay, great. Merong isa pang clarificatory question si Joms. Joms?
First question is, ang primary driver nito is financial need. Tama ba? Just clarify.
Well, it's not really needs, pero kumbaga, there's nothing wrong with extra income, di ba? So bakit ka patanggihan ng extra income? Pambili rin ng mga luho yan kahit na paano.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and second question is that you're willing to go through this like... for the long term, I mean as a option. Yung parang gabi.
Well, of course, darating din yung time I'm gonna stop. Kasi syempre, now I'm 25. Parang ang pangit naman na 30 years old na ako sa college if I'm still doing it. So,
hindi naman!
Kaya nga,
pwede, pwede.
So you're thinking on your end, you're thinking hanggang 30 lang to, tama?
Maximum
30. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Hanggang may market.
Okay. Ano pa? May questions pa kayo? All right. Kenneth, pag-uusapan at tatalakayin namin ang iyong katanungan at i-record namin siya. Abangan mo na lang ang kasagutan sa podcast.
Okay, no problem.
Okay lang?
Alright.
Alright, maraming salamat, Kenneth.
Salamat.
Bye-bye.
I love you na.
Bye-bye. Ay, hindi
What is your viewpoint about sex workers? Ano ang impression niyo sa tao?
I love them.
We use their services often.
Tony, bilang ikaw ang pinaka-eksperto sa mga sex workers at sex activities.
Ay, sex activities.
Anong iyong masasabi kay Boy Shiatsu?
It's not a defining trait for me, for a person. In fact, I think some of you guys know that when I was younger, I would sometimes have a hookup. Tapos bibigyan ng pera. I didn't ask for the money, but they would just give me money out of appreciation.
So isa kang sex worker dati?
Hindi naman siya. Well, in technically yes, kasi I did receive money out of it, and that I think transferred. Yung values to me transferred to me kasi ganda din ako. Sometimes I would hook up with someone and para hindi siya complicated and make sure that it's very transactional, I just give them money.
So ano ang opinion mo sa mga taong
actually nasagot ko nung nasasimula sabi mo
kataran.
I think
hindi lang narinig ni kasi nga
it's not a defining characteristic because it's just another profession.
So yun ang opinion mo.
Yeah.
It's not a defining. So kunwari na meet mo siya sa party, sabi niya, "Hi Tony, I'm a sex worker." Ah, sabi mo,
"Really, how much?"
It's kung cute. Question.
Kung cute.
Sure. Oh. Just kung pangit.
Really. That must be interesting for you. I mean, diba? Kasi that's the
parang para lang nakamit ka ng isang broker or ng isang
call center.
Or so, ganun talaga, ganun ka kawalang
kablase.
Judgment.
Oh.
No, because
ang perfecto mo naman.
No, because the way the world I move around, I do meet a lot of people.
Well, yeah, you employ sex workers. Exactly. You were a sex worker.
Yeah.
Judge.
And not only me.
No, sabi nga niya eh.
Sabi nga judgment.
Oh, siya na yung mami niya.
And then we have other friends who are as well.
Sino-sino?
Mag-hire.
Si me.
No, but there are other people, we have friends that are in the same situation that na-pick up sila. And then,
ah, okay, nalang ko yan.
Diba? Or after sex, they're handed money. Well, thank you. I'm not going to say no.
Okay.
Pero technically, hindi sila sex workers eh.
They're accidental. They're not using it as a career, as a...
I was just handed, oh, sige.
Okay.
Or even food, diba? Pwede rin naman yan eh.
Okay.
Nakain ka after.
Okay. Okay, Joel, you were saying something.
Ako naman kasi before, mababa ang tingin ko sa sex worker. But that was high school, college. No. Kasi I never knew them firsthand. But the moment I experienced and got to know whether by transaction, kasi early on, before bathhouses, I was going to massage parlors. Ngayon, ang aking impression ngayon is pag sabihin mo sa akin na sex worker ka, I'm more interested na talaga. So what do you do? It's just really a curiosity and an interest. But other than that, it's a
job.
It's a job. So, yun. Siguro magiging weird na lang yun pag kunwari sabihin niya sex worker ako and then parang hindi siya mukhang sex worker. Mga ganon. Parang,
bakit? Bakit? Kasi, ano ba yung tsura ng sex worker?
Yung, meron siyang
sex appeal. Kasi otherwise, hindi siya mabenta.
Hindi kilala kong ganyan.
Boy, eh kung pangit naman yung mga clients, kahit hindi naman siya ganun kagwapuhan, pwede.
Pero kung konti pa rin naman kukuha niya yung client.
Sure. Hindi, ang daming pangit.
No, but even the pangit will get the guwapo.
Okay, fine. Talo na.
So, pero yun. Pero mas lalong maging interested ako, Monardo, kung hindi siya yung obvious sex worker looking. But other than that, now I see it lang as just another job.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Actually, masyado naman yatang mababaitang mga to.
Kasi, I'm too old na to... So, parang be shocked with these
things. Well, okay. I'm not shocked. Yeah, it's just that I have very, raw... I will tell you very... my raw opinion about it. Okay? Sure. May namita ko. Sabi niya, sex worker siya. Una-una kong isipin, hindi ko pwede maging jowa to.
Yeah.
Di ba? So, I mean, hindi ko sabi na... Well, it's a judgment, okay? Pero still, hindi ko sabi na, wala lang. Oh, we're okay. Of course, we can hang out. We can have fun. Pero dahil sex worker siya, merong mga bagay sa isip ko na talagang nagki-click na hindi ko siya pwedeng jowain.
Pero Migs, kahit na ba kung Nardo meron kang makilala na ganyan, there are some things that it has nothing to do with their occupation, but you will say, ay, hindi ko ito pwedeng maging jowa.
Sure.
Religion.
Sure. Pero still, ito,
by virtue of being a sex worker, nagbago yung impression.
Meron. May impact siya. Hindi siya yung wala lang. Blase, wala. Hindi.
Kung present ba yun or past? Kung past yun.
Ano yung sabihin?
I mean, dati siya sex worker.
But now hindi.
And now is an...
reformed.
Or is that...
Nag-iba na. Ngayon, preacher na siya.
Siguro mas may umph yung
what's an umph?
I know, right?
Mas matindi yung
fierce.
Pati hanggang ngayon sex worker pa rin siya, lalong hindi, di ba? Yun yung pakiramdam ko. I'm being very honest with you guys with how I feel.
Tinanong mo ako, sinabi ko wala.
Yun ang pinagagalingan nung question. Okay. Na perhaps, you know, this guy is already meeting other people kasi kumbading man siya, right. Di ba? And, kunyari, makilala mo sa party, wow, may tsura, chika-chika, date-date, then eventually it comes out. Nga pala, on the side, I give massage.
I wanna parang find out more why.
Okay, sige, kasi sa totoo lang, may nangyari na sa akin ganyan.
Okay.
I was dating someone, eventually, I found out, he had a past, but okay. He was a high class.
Kulang.
Ay, sorry, aircon. Hindi masyado yung dila ko.
Kulang sa top action.
He was a high class escort.
Okay.
At dahil doon,
yung high class naman pa.
High class naman pala.
Huwag na tayo ng high class.
Mas
sarap yun. Mas artistahin. I mean, he can really be high class. So, I can compare how I felt about him before I knew at saka after.
What?
Because after, totally, we can be friends.
Okay. Kasi, what changed? What exactly?
Just the idea that this guy, well, did that.
Out of money,
I have this feeling that a person who would do that, well,
sige, go ahead.
Kasi raw.
Come on, raw. Okay, sige, go!
Ay, nagwala.
Wala na ba siyang pwedeng gawin para kumita ng pera?
I agree.
I don't believe.
I agree.
So, ang assumption or judgment ko is, it's the easy way. Therefore, what does it mean to me? I value yung mga taong merong yung would go for mas for me virtuous kind of work. Yung hindi
pero Migs, I'd like to call you out on that lang kasi
easy way
sinasabi
out.
Mo, it's the easy way out.
It's
you
not.
Don't know eh. Na for them, ang hirap siguro nung pagkapit sa patalim.
Sure.
And for all you know, hindi lang nila naisip na pwede pang gawin ganito.
Sure.
Pero, di ba? So,
sure, yeah. I am not saying it's a perfect logic. But I'm just sharing with you what's my thought process. Bakit meron akong ganung judgment doon sa tao?
So sa inyo,
ako, that's why wala akong magproblema because naisip ko
so okay lang na maging jowa mo somebody
who was or still is. Pero when still is, meron akong mga may mga dapat ako. Yung mga dapat na talagang you have
to well, I would say pag this, pag current sa akin, hindi siya jowa material.
Pag current.
Oh, that's
for you. Bakit?
Kasi it will be transactional for me. It will just be clean and parang no connection na transactional. Purely transactional.
Paano mo nalaman na hindi na talaga?
Eh, hindi naman na mabayad. Sa kanya.
Eh, meron sa'yo ba?
Kasi transactional means totally no emotions attached, it's just sex. Non-transactional.
Pero kung jowa mo, hindi ko mapapabayan sa kanya.
Yeah.
Uy, ano yan? May pelikulang ganyan, ha? Yung
si X. Book as Lulu ng mga tayo.
Hindi.
Ano?
Anyway.
Snardong putin.
Ago.
Parang ganun.
Hindi, and kunyari nga, kilala mo, type mo. Tapos eventually, nalaman mo na
still.
So pwedeng mawala. Pwedeng mawala yung gusto mo sa kanya kasi nalaman mo.
You would be naive not to know that he's not a sex worker.
Hindi, kumada nalaman mo na nga na he still is a sex worker.
No, even when you meet him, I think it's very...
You can?
Huh? I mean, ay, ako hindi ko ano yan. Wala akong...
May, baka meron kang magical siya. Ano. Hindi, sa iyo siguro hindi, pero sa iba.
Hindi, o sige, di ba meron ka ng mga kilalang sex workers? Yeah. What if eventually, nakaibigan mo sila and then... hindi posible na mahuhulog ang iyong ano sa kanya.
Oh, hindi talaga.
Diba? Kasi for you, currently, since you are working, it's really impossible for you to consider them.
Kasi it would be, for me, it would be, in my back of my mind, it would be parang, oh, sige, automatic sa kanya, sex worker to sa akin. Done. No questions asked. Compartmentalize.
Ay, hindi. Okay. Pero hindi ka niya kinukuha as a client, ha? Kilala mo lang siya.
Like kanya.
Kasama natin siya sa isang MGGFF party.
Pero ko na lang siya. Para tapos. Okay. Para
hindi, pero ayaw niya. Type ka niya.
I don't care. I'll just
okay, teka lang. Ang ano yan, kanina siya sabi mo, wala, okay lang, mga ano. Ngayon, ayaw mo na.
No, kasi.
Please explain.
So, let me... go back to the... Kasi the question naman did not make any distinction between jojowain ba o hindi. Basta ang sabi lang, how do you look at... So, when you launched into pag-sex worker yan, hindi ko jojowain, that's one way of looking at it.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
As sabi naman niya, it's a different thing. Siyempre, pag tinayin mo sa jojowain, that's a different layer. Pero I suppose ang sinasabi ni McLean, ano, is coming from when you meet somebody, you don't have any judgments na, in the sense na, you look down on sex workers, yung mga ganon.
I'm not saying I'm gonna look down in general, but
that's precisely the point. Okay. You're looking at it from that way. Kasi if you ask me, for example, yung tanong na yon, How do you look at
sex workers?
Hindi ko nga inisip about jowa.
Wag muna. Go. Sige.
Right. Kasi ako for instance, I'm journalist ako. My ano is precisely katulad ng kay Makti. Curiosity. I meet somebody na ko papakwentuhin ko 'yan ng buhay niya. I'm interested to find out.
Sure.
I'd be interested to find out kung paano siya napasok doon, ano ginagawa niya, the whole thing. I wouldn't even at that moment think or consider whether ay jowa material ba to or not.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's not the first thing that comes
sure.
So,
oo na, kayo na, mabay. kayo na, nagkakalinga sa mga sex worker. Naiintindihan ko, mababay kayong lahat. Pero, sige, ilabas nyo yung totoong ano nyo, pakiramdam nyo sa kanila. Hindi ka tumitingin na wala kang judgment at all sa kanila.
Whether
plastic.
Whether plastic.
Hindi, kasi ganito. Kaya pumasok yung ID ng jowa. Kasi yung jowa is
the rubber meets the road.
Yun yung pinaka-level na eventually, lahat ng mga biases mo.
No. We're not saying it's the only thing, but it's an edge. If it's not the only thing, then for you, I will declare
na wala akong bias. You know, I accept. Marami akong mga kaibigan na, or naging kaibigan na dating naging sex workers. Walang problema. Pero, pag sinabing jowa,
parang iba. That's the thing na...
Yeah, but he...
Additional layer is the one that eventually exposes the biases, the inherent biases that I have. Pero, I mean, we can be best of friends for all I care, pero bakit hindi kita jojowahin? Kasi sex worker ka. Yung ganun. Yung, pero kung call center ka or hindi ka maganda mag-English, jojowahin pa rin kita.
Oo, I'm sure may nangyari na ganyan.
Hindi mo rin ginawa.
I'm going to say that. Pag sinabi mo yung jowa, pag pinasok mo yung layer na yun, doon lumalabas yung bias. So, yung judgment.
So, siguro yung kami ni Sisi, sensitive lang kami sa... Well, hindi naman sa insensitive kayo. Pero, de, maganda yung voice ninyo eh. Yeah. Because, sa tingin, camera naman, I think, di ba, Sisi, hindi naman na parang talagang you trample on them or niyurakan mo yung pagkataon nila. We share naman, mabait din naman kami.
Kasi, you look at it as a judgment na sinasabi namin na ganun. Kasi, yun, tama yung point ni ano. And I appreciate the value of seeing pagjojowa, for instance, as the level by which the biases can come out.
Correct.
Pero tama, yun yung sinasabi ni McVie. There are other people you meet who may not be called boys but whose or sex workers but whose other characteristics may preclude their being jowa material. So on that, hindi ka lang nagustuhan sa halimbawa super poor na tao.
Laway na. or yung nagpapaligo ng laway.
May mga tao na gano'n, di ba?
Oo, katulad mo, precluded ka talaga sa amin. Di ba?
Oo, kasi hindi naman ako sex worker.
Hindi, bosisiki ka lang.
Para walang pinag-ibayan sa effeminate.
Yes. Or chub. No chub, no FM.
No chub, no FM. Sometimes no
okay.
No matanda.
Oh, ay. Parang isa isang podcaster, ah. Si Gibbs, no FM. No chub, si Migs. No matanda, dalawa kayo. Eh, eto.
Si nagbabayad ng sex worker.
Ala, tumba lahat.
Teka, si Gibbs, FM na, matanda pa.
For the longest time, walang jowa. Walang pumapatol.
Kaya pala curious lang.
Okay, sige. Saan napunta to? Alright, so siguro yung value nga sinasabi ni Gibbs dun sa sinabi ni Sisi is meron, may mga judgments na may mga biases. Kaya wala, ikaw? Magjojowa ka ng ano?
I'm not saying that it's a lack of judgment. No? I don't say that. Ang sinasabi ko lang, there's iba-ibang approach towards treating and looking at this person. Right. Binibase ko lang yan kasi sa tanong niya. Okay. Kasi ang tanong niya basically was, how do you treat and how do you look at sex workers? Right. And I'm just saying that there are different ways of looking at sex workers. And I'm saying that, you know, looking at it my way, which is basically from the point of view of, like, I'm curious about, because that's really my, initial, it does not indicate a lack of judgment. I would think that as a journalist, I should have the ability to make judgments.
Okay, gamitin natin yan. Yung napag-usapan natin kanina tungkol kay Kenneth, ano yung judgment mo sa kanya?
I'm actually very
curious
about him because he changes the mold of what we know of sex workers because sabi mo nga na nakakapagsulat ng maayos.
Yes.
Nabasa mo
ni London Boy, no? Marunong magsulat, di ba?
Right. Nakakapagsulat ng maayos. He's able to express himself very articulately and very clearly.
Very cool.
And he's very clear about where he's coming from and why he went into that. Okay. So that alone,
napag-isipan niya.
That alone for me as a journalist makes for a very good story. Mm-hmm. So yun sa akin ang ano.
Manggugulo lang ako, ah. I mean,
lagi ko naman ginagawa
ngayon. Based on yung sinasabi niya na, okay, para lang FM yan,
chop yan,
etc. Kaso, kaya feeling ko, yung pinanggagalingan niya
ni
kasi
Kenneth.
Ni Kenneth kasi commercial sex work is illegal and for a lot of quarters is immoral, di ba? There may ethical dimension, right. That's why hindi naman, wala naman siguro ethical dimension yung mataba ako.
Or wala naman siguro yung mataba.
Oh, no. Sexy na ako. Ay, gano'n. Hindi, yung gano'n, diba? Yung mga ating, ano, mga preferences na yan. Di ba, all of those, walang ganung dimensions. Right. Eh. Oh, tapa, mamayas,
etc. Siguro, so, lang, question, if it's legislative, if it's legal, does that change your
mind? Hindi, pero hindi. That's just one level. There's the
see,
moral, not even the, ethical, yung mga ganun lang.
Not even the legal part. For example, pagkamataba, you don't think it's ano, but for some people, it's actually, yes, it's actually
a judgment of character.
Right.
Na, hindi marunong mag-discipline.
Meaning, you're lazy. Hindi ka marunong the way we look at people, the way we categorize yung like mataba or what, ano, those, merong
underlying
prejudice.
Yeah, it is not as pronounced as prostitution.
So, may immoral dimension yung prejudice.
Yeah, true, but it's not as pronounced as prostitution, which is, you know, there's biblical, there's, I mean, ang dami-daming levels.
But that's how you look at it. And that's how.
Sure. Which is, I think, actually, hindi lang, feeling ko nga, yun ang pinanggagalingan. Yun ang pinanggagalingan niya.
Ito na lang. Ako na lang.
So, I mean, ano na nga?
Diba kasi, you guys raised the point na parang, what if yung pagjujowa, that is your delineating line. Yeah. That's the line.
O, may lumalabas na, may gumugula dun eh. Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, in my delineating line, being a sex worker, I have no problem. I may have a problem with mataba, I may have a problem with no sense of humor, I may have a problem with hindi articulate, but with being a sex worker, I have no problem. So sa delineating line,
congrats.
Sinasabi mo yung congrats because you act in your level of ano, in your scale of values, you actually see that yung mataba, yung ganyan-ganyan, is not so much as grave as pagiging sex worker, right? So that also shows yung ano mo,
bias mo.
Sure.
Kaya, I'm just wondering lang how come ano, yeah, parang ang tingin mo sa congrats, parang as if
sarcastic.
wow
nagkakasakita ng mga podcaster.
It's so fun.
Pero kasi it shows his bias.
Duguan na ako.
Grabe ka, Kenneth. Ang gina mo nangyari sa podcasters.
Kaya mo ko, friendship. Sana ako ngayon.
Masaya lang kami kasi friends na kami.
Pero kung putain mo lang siya dito,
friends na tayo. Maghihintay na tayo.
Sure.
Ako, hindi ka matiyatago na bias naman talaga.
Ang katatanong niya, because it really...
Yun ang pinagagalingan.
It really comes out how we... Look, and yeah, it's a really sensitive issue kasi
yeah.
Parang RHB lang yan.
Jones. Mabuti.
Pero you don't have any problems hiring a sex worker?
Well, I did already.
Yeah.
Ako rin eh. Wala.
Sa akin na.
In a way. So, depende ko saan lang yung interaction. Yeah. Until what interaction you have.
Pero maganda rin kasi ano, yung maganda rin kasi,
can I say tolerate?
The other side of the coin is, tayo, we wrestle with the idea of jujuan ko ba to, yung gano'n. You imagine also what they're going through, diba? The intensity of the self-doubt that they also go through. Because they are ano na, matatanggap ba ako ever?
Yeah. Which is, I think, the heart of the question.
Yes.
Yeah. Yung talaga kaya, yung nagagalingan. Kaya siya nagtanong.
Oo. Hindi kasi, for all we know, he's in search of love.
And I'm sure.
Pero,
everyone except Gibbs Gaddis naman.
Si London Boy, wala pong biases.
At wala pang jowa.
At isa pa, maraming pera.
Perfect combination.
Second, kung number ni London Boy.
Number is 091.
0917. Chuchupayin kita. Galing!
I love it. I mean, ganda ng
dimension. First time naasar sa akin si Gibbs at si Joel.
Nasa baka kami.
Bias na yun.
Yung pinagkakalina niya. In denial kayo, mga hipokrita kayo.
Correct! On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to...
Ito na po ang huling podcast ever.
So bago na, hindi na world peace. World war!
War pala!
Okay.
okay na tayo.
Yeah. Grabe ka, Kenneth. Grabe ka.
Kala ko mag-unbat to.
Yun nga, di ba yung ano, premise? Dapat babaw-baw. Baklaan lang.
Baklaan lang. Oh my God.
Kenneth. Discount. Pero pa rin maging jowa.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is Mix the Manila Giga with the Fabcaster saying
World Peace! 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 Peace!
Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Peace! Pe